Well, we have a whole new lineup of over 30 topics for this year. Some of the more unique topics that we have lined up for this year are how to do improv comedy, preserving herbs, leatherworking. We're even going to have a former card shark in to show people how to detect card cheating. So we have a lot of different angles we're coming from for people to discover at this event.
What are some of the new topics that you'll explore this year?
Really, we tried to not repeat too many things this year. So everything on the list, for the most part, is new. To point out some of the other topics, we'll have basket weaving, card making. We're even going to have a local bank out talking about secrets of banking and how to make the most of your money. One that I'm really excited about, we're having a local Star Wars costume club come out to do a presentation on how to cosplay or costume play. So people can come out and see how to become a real Star Wars character.
You could become a Jedi yourself.
Exactly. Or maybe, you know, if you're more of a bad guy, you could maybe be a Sith Lord or something like that.
Yeah, Darth Vader is kind of up my alley. This is the second year the library sponsored this event. What made you want to do it again?
For our first year, the turnout really blew us away. We had close to 600 people come out last year, and immediately after the event ended, we had requests from our customers to do it again, and also requests from people around the community who wanted to be a part of it for a second year. So it was really a no-brainer to do it again this year.
Who is the festival geared towards? Is this for kids, for adults, seniors?
This event is truly for everyone. We're going to have something for every age. For the kids, we'll have presentations like how to tie balloon animals, how to do gymnastics. We'll have craft activities, science experiments for the younger folks, too. So it's really for any age and any level.
There are several physical demonstrations that will take place, like karate, tai chi, yoga, and gymnastics. Will people be able to participate as well as watch a demonstration?
Absolutely. Attendees at this event can participate at their own comfort level. So if they want to see what tai chi or karate is all about, they can stand on the sidelines, just get a taste of it, or they can jump right in there and participate with the group. So all of these topics and activities are really just to get a taste of the topic, and so they can participate at their comfort level.
There are also several businesses that will be there. Tell me about what they'll be introducing people to.
Some of the local businesses that are coming out will have Ichiban Karate School, Irish Leatherworks, Fort Banked will be doing the financial presentation. And the benefit for having a local business out, it's really twofold. For them, of course, they can showcase their business, hopefully get new customers. But I think also for the businesses that participate, they can show that they value the library and feel that it's an important part of their community. So it's really a benefit for everyone involved.
You can find out how to get more information about the Boone County Public Library How-To Festival on our website at wnku.org under local news. Sean Davidson, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.